Allah, and the choicest blessings of Allah Ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to continuously shower His blessings on us and enable us to make shukr for it and enable us to use it in the manner that He has ordered us and in a manner that it will please Him. Respected friends and brothers, there's a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoted by Sayyidina Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala an. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-mu'minuna fi dunya ala thalathati ajza, that the believers in this world are of three types, of three categories. Alladhina yu'minuna, alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi, thumma lam yartabu wa jahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim fi sabilillah. They are those who believe in Allah and who have belief in the Messenger of Allah. Thereafter they have no doubt about any of those things, and thereafter they strive in the path of Allah Ta'ala with their wealth and with their lives. That's the first category. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالَّذِي يَأْمَنُهُ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ. They are the second category, those from who evil or from whom the lives and wealth of other people is saved. So the second grade of believers are those who don't harm other people. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَشْرَفَ عَلَىٰ تُمْعٍ تَرَكَهُ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The third grade, the third category are those believers who, when they are tempted by something, then they drop it and they leave it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now before we look at this hadith, we know that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is and was sent by Allah ta'ala as a guide and as a teacher to mankind. And when you look at the various ways in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put things across, how he taught people, how he educated them, how he elaborated various things, and how he indicated to certain things, then we can say without any doubt there was not a better teacher than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes he gave an instruction or a warning straightforward directly. Sometimes he informed the people by hinting at certain things. Sometimes he let people go into reflection. They must think about certain things. And in this way, he let them decide with regard to what he is saying. And then after that reflection, he put them on a kind of a conscience to put themselves right if there was a need. So there are various ways in which Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam approached the ummah. His work was to ensure that everyone in this ummah acquires the best and achieves the highest. Now this hadith that we have just recited, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned three categories of believers. And the way he has put it forward, that when we listen to it, each one must now reflect and think now, in which category do I fall? We know in this world here, everything is based on, you know, class and standards and categories. Yeah? Whether it's people, say those are the low class, those are the middle class, and those are the high class guys. Then those people who, for example, in the earning bracket, they say that fellow is in the super tax bracket. Yeah, you mustn't play with him. He's in the super tax bracket. Then when it comes to areas where people are living, when it comes to vehicles that people are driving, etc. Everything is, you know, categorized and standardized. And wherever it might be, people are placed in categories, or people like to be placed, they like it, or they place themselves in certain categories. Now when it comes to iman, we must also ask ourselves that here Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us some standards whereby we can judge into which category of mu'mineen do we fall. And based on that, then alhamdulillah, if we are in the first category, that's the best. A grade, super tax bracket. So we are there, alhamdulillah. And if we are lower than that, second one, we need to come up to the first one. And if there's a third one, we need to improve. But all three are alhamdulillah in the category which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said of believers. So that is one good thing. Must remember, when it comes to iman, one is in which category of iman we are, and the other thing is what is the level of iman. Because sometimes iman also, we know the hadith, al-imanu yazidu wa yanqusu. Iman fluctuates. Sometimes it goes high, sometimes it comes down. There's different situations come on every person, and sometimes he's at a low and sometimes he's at a high. So there's another thing a person should always consider and take into account, that where is the level of my iman at this point in time. That's why the sahaba used to meet. They say to each other, ta'al najadidu imana, come let us refresh and renew our iman. Let us take it up to another level. So whether it was about talking about Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or whether it was making dhikr, or whatever it was. So in the same way, my respected friends and brothers. But there's another thing in this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned three categories. He did not mention the fourth one. Like I said, sometime he left the fourth one, or he left something very subtly, that a person must think, I don't make it in any of these first three categories. So I need to do some serious soul searching and introspection, and then I need to come right. So this was the beautiful way, the wisdom with which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reformed and rectified the ummah, and so beautifully brought about within them the consciousness of making things right. Now, my respected friends and brothers, let us look at the first category. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about those people who are in the highest category. They believe in Allah and His Rasul. Alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi. That means their entire life is so strictly in accordance to whatever Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have mentioned, that when it comes to the orders and the commands of Allah Ta'ala, they will not waver and they will not move an inch this way or that way. This is the command of Allah. We're not compromising. We're going to stick to it and we're going to do it. So people can say whatever they want to. People can try and convince them otherwise. They don't fall. They don't falter. They stick to their guns, as we would say. And when it comes to the fara'is, fulfilling the fara'is, that means those things that Allah has made obligatory of the people, they make sure they stick to it. And when it comes to the halal, they will only look for the halal. When it comes to the haram, they will ensure they stay away from it. They will make every effort of inquiring and finding out what is the correct way of doing this, because this has got to do with fulfilling my obligation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must remember that when we are worshipping Allah Ta'ala, we are worshipping Allah Ta'ala. So when we are doing that, we must ensure and ask ourselves that, do I have the knowledge? Am I following it properly according to the correct methodology and the format? Because this is going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My actions are being presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the first category of people. Wa rasulihi. They believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They believe in what he has come with to be absolute, to be the truth, and to be beneficial, and to be for their own good. And each and every sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most precious, most valuable, and most appreciated by them. You know, sometimes people will kind of trivialize the sunnah, and they will say it in such derogatory terms, making it light. They will say, it's okay, it's only a sunnah. Astaghfirullah. If a person makes a statement like that, his iman is in danger. It is not just a sunnah, it is this precious act that emanated from the very being of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first category of people, they have got every sunnah at heart, and they will stop at nothing, and nothing will deter them from ensuring that they show love for the sunnah, and they very strictly adhere to the sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the first category of people. And still, that's first category A. There's still two things with regard to category one. That's what category one A, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. These people harbor no doubts about what they believe in. No one can come there in any way and, you know, convince them otherwise or put any kind of doubt in their mind to deter them. Like we say, they are so strictly adherent to the orders and the commands of Allah and to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that sometimes, you know, we are exposed nowadays to so many scholars and Google scholars and Mufti Google and all of them, and then we see now, is this right what I'm doing? Why did that person have to say like that? I was doing wrong all the time. No, they are in every way fully convinced of what they are doing to be haq, and no doubt comes their way. They don't regard it as something small, they don't regard it as something light. So category one, B is this, that, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ. And the third one, my respected friends and brothers, is وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That these are the people who they strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their wealth and with their lives. In other words, they are so strict on the deen themselves. But they're not selfish people. They are people who are worried about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are at all times restless to this, that somehow or the other, everybody needs to enjoy the beauty and the ecstasy of practicing the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that regard, they leave no stone unturned to make sure that they get the deen and the practices of the deen, what these people have now experienced themselves to the others, in whichever way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affords them the opportunity. Allah says, بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ. So they will spend whatever wealth they have got in uplifting humanity, taking people out of their misery, directing people out of darkness, taking people out of ignorance, showing them the path of ilm, showing them the path of enlightenment, showing the path of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing them the path of taqwa. So in whichever way they do it, now it can be done in 101 ways, my respected friends and brothers. I know there's one beautiful hadith about these people, and this is one of the greatest ibadat a person can do, and service to Allah ta'ala, is that he worries about the makhluk and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He worries about them, and he does things to try and uplift them. So one is maybe we might give, which is good, material assistance to people. We give them those who are suffering, those that are downtrodden, those people who are destitute, those people that are hungry. You know, there are so many people suffering in this day and age. Over and above that, we find out that there are people living in a place, in a locality that are not exposed to any kind of deen. We make every kind of effort to ensure that they are given the deen. So they don't leave the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unattended. There are people that are not reading salah. There are people that are not giving zakat. There are people that don't know what is hajj. There are people that are going for hajj, just coming back without fulfilling that command properly. So they make an effort of ensuring that those people are also adhering to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not selfish people. They worry about the others. And not in a manner that they are judgmental. But mashallah, I know I am very strict. I am very pious. These fellows need to come right. No, not with that kind of an attitude, but with the attitude of the Anbiya, with the pain and the compassion of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam had pain and restlessness in their heart, and they went out of their way to ensure that the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is brought onto the straight path. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, this is the first category of people. Now, three, like I said, A, B and C. Category number one, A, B and C. Those who believe in Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two, those people who have no doubt with regard to the deen. They are fully convinced about it. And they are in any way, you know, they don't waver from it. And the third one is they are not selfish. They are selfless in upholding and caring for the creation of Allah. This very beautiful hadith, we always hear it. Man nafasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabi dunya. نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That whoever removes a difficulty from any believer, whichever the form of the difficulty might be, in this world, then Allah Ta'ala will remove a difficulty from him on the day of Qiyamah. Like we say, my brother, it is such a valuable and such a precious way of helping the humanity and helping the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the first one. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there's a second group of people, they are also adhering to the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, they do not falter, they do not waver. But they don't go the extra mile of uplifting people. But yes, this is very important. They also don't go out of their way to harm and hurt other people. Today, believers are being hurt and harmed by believers. on a local level, on a provincial level, on a national level, and an international level. It hurts so often to hear and to see Muslim country busy bombing Muslim country, killing people on what political pretext they know, they only know they're coming up with, taking lives just like that without realizing that the life of a believer cannot just be taken away, all busy fighting because of whatever greed and egos they have got. So what we are saying, my respected friends and brothers, a believer must at all times be cautious that neither does he hurt another believer with his tongue, you know, abusing him, humiliating him, swearing him, slandering him, making ghibat about him with the tongue. Don't hurt him. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the second one is Ya'manu al-mu'minuna, the believers are saved from this person with his tongue. And they are saved by his actions also. Sometimes we deliberately hurt people. Physically we hurt people. We go out of our way to cause them inconvenience. And in the third way, where we don't directly use our tongue in our hand, but yes, we do it in a way where we plot against believers. We deliberately go out of our way to put them in trouble, to, you know, bring them in the eyes of the authority so that some or other difficulty befalls them. And then it gives us a kind of you know, satisfaction that they deserve it. Got it. It's good. So my respected brothers, second category of believers, must watch out. We must be careful. Don't let hasad get the better of us. Don't let jealousy get the better of us. Don't let our egos get the better of us, where we now try and harm people. If we don't do that, alhamdulillah, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, then that is the second category of people. And then he says the third category of them is that person who is he is tempted by some or other temptation. And we are all insan. Allah Ta'ala has put temptation, He has put lust, He has put all these qualities in us because we are insan. We're not stones, we're not angels. So these things can come our way. And anyone can slip, my respected friends and brothers. No one can say, I am too okay. Whether it is the temptation of wealth, whether the person now wants to become greedy and try and grab more than he can handle. So that's a temptation, but for the pleasure of Allah, he stays away, or he stays away from acquiring it in a haram way, which is a bigger problem nowadays we find. When the temptation is so much, and we find so many kinds of things are offered to us in terms of acquiring wealth, somebody's coming from the back door, and somebody's coming from the trap door, and whichever other door, and then they trap us, and then we find that we get lost, and because of that acquisition, we now are tempted, you know, to acquire that thing. And then, my respected friends and brothers, we fall. So, for the pleasure of Allah, He leaves it away. He drops it. Or for any other worldly thing for that matter. The temptation of women, very strong. So a person says, no, I'm going to stay away from it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has got all the ability. He's a young man. He can do whatever. Not an old man who's now totally bombed out. Nothing's going to happen if he sees. No. We're talking of a young person who is tempted. For the pleasure of Allah, he stays away from me. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, such a person is going to be in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne on the day of Qiyamah. So these are the three categories of people. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person leaves all these temptations, whatever it might be, the third one, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he lets go. And really, being an insan and being a human being, when he lets go sometimes, it hurts him. His heart breaks. He feels a head opportunity. I could have made a quick buck. I could have made big bucks for myself here. That person didn't even know. I could have, you know, pulled a job with him. All the things start working on him. But he mustn't. He mustn't give in. He must know my Allah is watching me. And I want to be in the category of those believers who don't fall when I am tempted in one way or the other. That person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance come on him. So these are the three categories of people, of the mu'mineen, that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so beautifully described. Then, like I mentioned, there's a fourth category, which he did not mention. Without even mentioning it now, if somebody says, hey, I didn't make it in block one, I didn't make it in column two, I didn't make it in column three. So that means I am somewhere out of this whole thing. I need to make an effort to at least come up there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.